My name's Kaya. I organize this. Hi.
Kaya Adams is standing on a platform in the middle of the Brattleboro Common with a megaphone in her hand. There are hundreds of people holding signs and cheering as Adams gets them ready to march through town to call for an end to police violence and the oppression of Black Americans.
What I want is for everybody to do is to stand in solidarity. If you have Black friends, stand in solidarity for them. If you have Black family, stand in solidarity for them. Because it's what we need the most.
Adams is 16. And she helped organize this rally with the social justice group she works with at Brattleboro Union High School. She says the name of the group is AWARE.
We are a bunch of people of color just trying to make a change, you know? We're trying to raise awareness.
The group has been pretty active around southern Vermont, and this rally to protest the death of George Floyd in Minnesota is not the first public event they've organized. AWARE helped raise Black Lives Matter flags at the high school and middle school in Brattleboro 2 years ago. Adams says when she's in a room with people who share her history and who understand the challenges of living in one of the whitest states in the country, it motivates her to get out and tell her story.
You get to see people of color in one room at a time, like all the kids of color in a room at one time, like from the school. It's just all of us in one room, and we're talking about issues that bother us, and it's a good place to just vent and get stuff out, and it's really nice to be able to connect with a bunch of people of color because they have the same issues that we do. We can talk about it.
Belize Pacheco is 16, and she's also a member of AWARE.
It's the best time in school when we are all together. It's the time where we can actually be who we really are together.
The outrage over Floyd's death has led to countless protests across the country. And it's the kind of event that Pacheco says she'd be talking about with her classmates. But with school out due to the COVID-19 pandemic, she says it's been tough being cut off from her friends.
Our group can't have our weekly meetings to discuss things. We organize field trips to different schools to speak. We organize events around here when we meet, and now we can't do those things because of COVID-19, obviously. It's been a challenge since I'm missing their faces. They miss seeing my face. We talk online, but it's not the same.
The group was able to organize this rally, which drew hundreds of teenagers and adults from throughout the region. Isla Cousins came over from Keene, New Hampshire, to raise her voice in protest. Cousins started a minority empowerment club at Keene High School after she was disappointed at the school's handling of Black History Month.
We meet once a week and we pretty much just talk about microaggressions, things we deal with throughout the day. It's just kind of a safe space for everyone. So you be with people of your color, different cultures. So if there's us saying we all feel ignored, it's not just me saying I feel ignored and my culture feels ignored, my history, it's all of us.
Cousins also said that being out of school during the pandemic has made it tougher to be a minority in a mostly white community with so much turmoil going on in our country.
Well, honestly, in the past few days, there's been a lot of kids from our school, mostly all white kids, period, posting really hurtful, awful things. People are just saying a lot more online now that they wouldn't be saying at school if they knew they'd be having all the ramifications following. And it's been hard not to have my group there to talk to them about it.
Michaela Dorsley is from Springfield, Vermont, and said her high school group has been meeting remotely once a week to try to make sense of all of this.
Being with my fellow students in this group makes me feel safer at my school and makes me feel like hope for the possibility of a future that's safe for us.
Dorsley is 17, and she's angry and fed up with how Black people are treated in America. It's gone on for way too long, she said, and her generation will not stand by and allow it to continue. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.